It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And a good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here hosting the garden show, and on the phone with us, as we continue our social distancing, Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, Paul, and everybody else listening. We appreciate that.
That's right. How's your day going?
My day's going great. Just got done what we call processing flowers. They don't do a lot of talking about that, but that's where we get cut flowers in, and we can get cut flowers in at least four times a week. And when we get them in, we strip the lower flowers and make a fresh cut on the stems and put it in a water solution that has a preservative in it, and then we let it soak up water and put them in the cooler.
Oh, so they last a while that way, huh?
That, yep.
All right. So, good.
That's what we've been busy with this morning, so.
Good. Well, I was over last week and bought the all-purpose grass seed that we talked about on the garden show last week, the sun and shade kind, and I got it planted, Dwayne. I did well.
That's good. Did you get a rain on it yet?
I should have followed your advice. I didn't buy enough. I need to come over and buy some more.
Well, you can get some there right in Madison. The Madison store has the same grass seed that, Dawson and Montevideo have. So,
right.
But if you want to come and visit, be glad to have you over.
All right. We can do that. So, yeah, that worked well. Good time to plant grass in the fall, right?
Yep. If you're going to plant grass seed and have it come up this year, you should do it as soon as possible. And the grass seed that we seeded about a month ago is up and green and nice. So
okay.
It's grass seed season, and cooler weather makes it grow better. So
All right, before we get into plant of the week, let's open up the phone lines for your lawn and garden questions for Dwayne. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. And, Dwayne, what is our plant of the week this week?
Well, if you look on Facebook under Paul Ramo.
The KLQP radio feed. Yep.
All right. Plant of the week is a fall red maple. And if you look at that, it is gorgeous. It's bright red. There's different types of maples, okay? And red maple is Acer rubrum in Latin. Yeah, and if you take plant identification in college, you have to know. Have to learn part Latin.
Okay, really?
All the plants are in Latin, so that all over the world, the same tree has the same name.
Wow. Okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Interesting.
So this is actually Acer rubrum, which is red maple. A lot of people think that means a red leaf maple, but this one turns red in the fall, and it's very pretty. There's another one called autumn blaze maple, which is a relative of this, and it grows bigger than this one. My favorite tree is a sugar maple, so, and a good time to pick out those types of maples is in the fall, so you can see what color they actually do turn, because not all maples are created equal, so mm-hmm. Try to pick out the one that you like.
How should you plant a maple tree, a red maple? How deep a hole do you need to dig to plant one?
Well, if you buy a tree at this time of the year, it's in a pot, okay? It's been potted at a nursery. What you want to do, all trees are grafted, okay? They actually take a branch off another tree and root it onto a root, okay? There's a graft, there's a knot there, and you want that to be right above the ground because you don't want that to root, okay?
Okay.
So it's basically about the same height as you bought it in the pot. You want to dig a hole. They say you buy a $100 tree and dig a $1,000 hole. You want to dig a bigger hole so you loosen the soil. And then the soil that you dug out of there, you want to amend. I put compost in there or some peat moss or both, and then mix in some starter fertilizer, mix that dirt together, and put that back in the hole. And then take a hose and water it, and then stick the hose down in that loose dirt, and it'll get the air bubbles out of there, and you'll have that tree planted and packed in there good.
Okay. All right, real good. Well, that's the plant of the week, a fall red maple. And I believe that's the tree that I'm looking at out the studio window here across the street at the dentist's office. And
that one actually is a type of fall red maple. It's called autumn blaze maple. And those are the first ones to start turning color. Is it bright and red yet?
Yep, it absolutely is bright red. Beautiful.
There, it, gorgeous tree, so fall is a good time for planting. You can plant them from now into, until snow flies, but sooner the better. It will still start rooting, and you'll be ready to go for next year.
Okay, real good. So what's our oofta situation or our oofta plant of the week?
Our oofta situation is still that grub worm. It's eating up lawns like crazy. It's a C-shape, kind of, you know, a white worm, brown head, and it eats the roots off the best. It eats the roots off the bluegrass, the nicest grass, and you can actually just grab that brown grass and pull it up and pull. It's like rolling up sod, and you'll see those white grubs underneath there.
Oh.
And there's different types of grub killer, okay, and they're not all the same. You want a product called Dilox right now, and it'll kill those grubs. And if you don't, you'll start getting skunks and raccoons and possums in your yard, birds digging up that grass, getting down in there to get those grub worms. They must be tasty.
I have a friend that, I think, had that problem, and they found out it was a skunk.
There's a skunk. A lot of skunks come in. They love it. Must be their favorite food is that grub worm. And moles, too.
Yep.
And they'll come and dig into your lawn, and they usually, you don't see them, but you see, they are nocturnal. They come at night.
Yep.
And they'll dig in your lawn and get those grub worms. Dilox.
Yep. Yep, that was what was happening to my friend's yard with it. So, all right.
We got a question concerning kind of that. It says, if I have brown grass in my yard and I'm going to seed grass, do I have to rake that out, get that out of there and get the seeds in there? You have to have seed-to-soil contact before it's going to germinate. So you just can't throw that on top of dead grass.
Mm-hmm.
If that grass comes out there easy, or if you have to till up a big area, I'd till that up so you can put that seed right on top of the ground. Then take a light rake and rake it in very lightly, because grass seed doesn't want to be planted very deep, and then make sure it stays moist.
Okay. Yeah,
so, yeah, you got to do a little work.
Yeah. So if you find a bare spot on your in your grass, just rake it up really good, or rake the dead grass out of there?
You can. You don't have to get all that grass out of there.
Okay.
Because it'll act as, you know, a holding of moisture. But you still got to get that seed down in there. You can't just throw it on top. Rake it afterwards a little bit so you disturb that area and get the grass seed down to the soil.
Okay. All right, let's start with some of our questions that were called in by our listeners. This person says, he's going to talk snow here, Dwayne.
We don't need to talk snow yet, but we will.
Before we get our first snow cover on my lawn, should I mow my lawn or leave the grass long before snow cover? Does it matter?
Yeah, it does matter. Grass matters. You want to mow it short. The reason for that is if your lawn is long, it'll actually bend over with the snow. And what it does, it holds in the moisture and all the little rodents in there so that it could get a mildew or fungus disease or voles in there. And those are not good for your lawn. So you want to mow it short, that last mowing that you do.
Okay, that's good. So if you see that, we're probably going to get some snow cover. Get out the mower before that then, huh?
Yeah, and you can lower your mower a little bit now if you want. It's just during those really hot times that the longer grass provides shades for the crown of the plant so it doesn't dry out so fast.
Okay.
So you can start notching your lawnmower down a little bit.
Okay. Another question from one of our callers. Can I cut off my snowball bush now or wait?
If it's bugging you and you want to, you can cut it off now. You know...
Didn't we talk about snowball bushes a while back? Okay.
There's a lot of people that call the hydrangea a snowball bush, but there's actually a snowball viburnum, which is a really, really woody plant. There's different types of hydrangeas. Hydrangeas, the old-fashioned one called Annabelle hydrangea that Grandma always had in the back in the shade, those come from the ground every year. So you want to cut those all the way to the ground, okay? That's the big round shaped. If it's a round shaped flower, you want to cut it to the ground. The pointed ones come on old growth, so you don't want to cut that all the way to the ground. You want to prune it like a normal bush. You take about a third of it off and round it off.
Okay. All right. So do it now, you can.
Do it now.
Okay.
You can do it until snow flies or after snow flies if you're a diehard, or else you can do it early next spring.
Right. Can I plant asparagus seeds yet this fall? That's an interesting question. Can I plant asparagus seeds yet this fall?
You know, a lot of people in our area go and harvest asparagus, wild asparagus, out in the ditches. And if you start looking now, you see it, still that big fuzzy bush that's in the ditches. If you have collected seeds from those types of bushes, you can see the seeds on there, and they fall off in the fall and plant themselves. So if you have that type of seed, I would say you could plant it now. If you have actually bought seed and have asparagus seed, that seed likes to germinate at about 70 degrees. Kind of hard to put that outside. So you probably want to save that and start it inside early next spring.
Okay. All right. I think we've got time for one more question here. What trees would you suggest for windbreak on farms besides evergreens?
I'm going to go to that evergreen thing first.
Okay.
Evergreens, what we usually plant or soil water conservation suggests, are spruce trees. We've sprayed tons and tons of spruce trees this year. They're getting a fungus disease. I would suggest doing something besides spruce, okay? If you are going to plant a spruce tree, plant a hybrid one. It's called Myers spruce, okay? It seems to be hardier and more disease-resistant, okay?
Okay.
Other trees in the grove, I would do a hardwood maple, not a softwood maple like silver maple, but a hardwood like sugar maples. That would make a great grove. Amur maple, the shorter tree, would be a good windbreak type situation. We always used to see lilacs on the outside edge. Serviceberry would be a nice small tree in your grove. So.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's a good question. So.
All good questions.
Yep. So I got a minute here left, Wayne. What you been working on at Heather?
Still doing a lot of landscaping. People are interested in that. You can still come in, and we have a good selection of plants and still getting plants in. So if you have landscaping questions, we'll sure answer that. But fall is for planting and fall planters. You know, if your annual planters have kind of gone to the pot, we have garden mums and kale and, you know, the fall type plants, peppers and some perennials that do really well that will take some frost and you'll still have some bright color in the front of your house. We have lots of that. And decorating with pumpkins and gourds and corn stalks and all that type of stuff. If you need help with that, we sure can help you with that. So we're in fall season, not snow yet. So we got a long ways to go, and hopefully we're going to have a nice fall.
Yeah, it's supposed to be really in the 80s next week, they said. So.
Yeah, so take care of your grub worms. Fall is the time to work on your lawn. Spray those weeds out if you haven't done that yet.
Okay. All right. So,
a lot of things to do, and everybody have a great day. And if you have any questions, don't be afraid to call us in Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo.
All right. Thanks a lot, Dwayne. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
See you, Paul. Thank you.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral here on The Garden Show.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.